Vacuum Lattice Field Theory, VLFT, Audiobook Edition. The Lattice Beneath Reality, How VLFT Could Unify the Universe. Written by Nick Dawson. Narrated using AI voice technology. For more, visit vlft.info. Chapter 1. Introduction. What if everything we see, touch, and feel, the stars, the atoms, even you and me, isn't floating in empty space, but woven into an invisible cosmic fabric? Physicists have spent centuries trying to answer the biggest questions. Why do particles have mass? Why do forces exist? And why do they work the way they do? Why does light travel at the speed it does? What exactly is empty space? Over the years, we've built amazing theories to explain different pieces of the puzzle. Maxwell's equations explain light and electromagnetism. Quantum mechanics describes how particles behave like waves, and general relativity shows how gravity bends space and time. The Standard Model organizes all known particles and forces, except gravity. But there's still a gap, a deep missing link. All these theories work brilliantly in their own domains, yet they don't fully connect. We have beautiful separate songs, but no grand symphony. That's where VLFT steps in. VLFT dares to suggest something radical, that the vacuum, what we used to call empty space, are simply waves, resonant knots, or nodes traveling through this cosmic lattice, each capable of twisting, stretching, and dancing, and that everything we know, particles, forces, even light itself, are simply waves or knots traveling through this cosmic lattice. If true, VLFT could unite the forces of nature under one elegant vision. It could reveal why the universe has the structure it does and why it works so astonishingly well. This theory is an invitation to explore that vision. We'll travel from the smallest vibrations to the grandest cosmic patterns, seeing how the universe might be one vast, interconnected symphony. Ready? Let's dive into the lattice beneath reality. Chapter 2. What is VLFT? Imagine you're floating in space, drifting between the stars. It feels empty, right? Just nothingness. But what if that nothingness isn't truly empty? VLFT says it's not. Instead, space itself might be made of countless tiny nodes, like invisible dots, arranged in a cosmic lattice. Each of these nodes can vibrate back and forth, twist and turn, stretch or compress. Think of them like millions of resonant lattice points, each ready to respond to vibrations in the field. This hidden structure is what VLFT calls the vacuum lattice, the stage on which all the universe's events unfold. This idea might sound wild, but it echoes the visions of brilliant inventors and thinkers from the past. Nikola Tesla believed the ether was a dynamic medium filling all space, carrying waves and energy. Eric Dollard explored how electricity and resonance might reveal deeper layers of reality hidden in the vacuum. Tom Bearden spoke of tapping vacuum energy through new electromagnetic configurations. Victor Schauberger saw nature as guided by spiraling flows and subtle energies, hinting at hidden dynamics in space. And Walter Russell described the universe as a wave-driven dance of light, unfolding from a cosmic medium. VLFT resonates with all these ideas. In its picture, everything we call particles, like electrons, protons, and photons, aren't little solid balls. Instead, they're patterns of vibration in this cosmic lattice. Some vibrations spread out like ripples, These become waves, like light traveling through space. Other vibrations gather and hold together, forming stable, geometrically confined, resonant knots. These become particles, carrying mass and energy. It's a bit like sound. A gentle hum fills a room, spreading out evenly like a wave. A sharp knock hits a single point, focused, intense, and localized. Both are vibrations, but they behave differently. One disperses, the other concentrates. VLFT suggests the same happens in the vacuum. Light is a traveling wave, a ripple moving through the cosmic lattice. Particles are standing waves, localized, stable, resonant knots that hold their shape. This idea doesn't just explain particles, it might explain forces, mass, and the entire structure of reality. Because in VLFT, all of physics boils down to how the vacuum lattice vibrates, twists, and stores energy. In other words, reality itself could be the music of an invisible cosmic lattice, and we're about to explore its harmonies. Chapter 3, Dancing Waves and Solitons. Let's talk about how things move and dance in this hidden lattice. Imagine tossing a stone into a pond. Ripples spread outward, getting weaker as they go. That's how waves usually behave. They spread out and fade away. But sometimes, something strange happens. Instead of spreading out, a wave gathers itself into a tight shape and keeps going without fading. Like a rolling hump of water that holds its form across a long distance. Physicists call these special waves solitons. Solitons are like a perfectly shaped ocean wave that travels miles without collapsing, or a pulse of light traveling through a fiber optic cable, holding its shape over hundreds of kilometers. Unlike ordinary waves, solitons don't spread out or lose their energy. They're stable, self-reinforcing resonant knots of vibration. VLFT proposes that particles, like electrons, protons, and even heavier particles, are solitons in the vacuum lattice. Instead of being tiny solid balls, particles are localized, geometrically confined knots of energy, held together by the lattice's non-linear properties, vibrating in place, yet able to move through the lattice like traveling resonant knots. This idea explains why particles have specific masses, maintain their identity for billions of years, can interact and bounce off each other without dissolving. And here's where it gets even more fascinating. These solitonic knots vibrate at specific resonant frequencies, just like the strings of a musical instrument. The vacuum lattice might act like a cosmic guitar, where each particle's mass and properties are determined by its unique vibration. This connects VLFT to ideas like harmonics. Just as musical notes blend to create chords, particles might be combinations of harmonic vibrations in the lattice. Fractals. The lattice's vibrations could repeat similar patterns at different scales, producing the same structures from atomic to cosmic levels. Cymatics. Patterns that emerge when sound vibrations shape sand or water into beautiful geometric forms. Imagine the vacuum lattice forming intricate three-dimensional standing waves. These could be the blueprints for particles. Tesla hinted at such possibilities when he spoke of standing waves in the ether, vibrations that stay localized rather than spreading out. Walter Russell described nature as a rhythmic heartbeat of waves winding into still centers and then unwinding back into motion. Solitons capture that idea perfectly. And it's not just theory. Solitons and resonance patterns have been observed in water waves, optical fibers, plasma waves, biological systems, like energy transfer along DNA molecules, and cymatic experiments where sound frequencies create beautiful patterns on metal plates or in fluids. VLFT takes this one step further, suggesting that every fundamental particle might be a unique soliton shape and resonant frequency in the cosmic lattice. Imagine reality as a dance floor. Ordinary waves are dancers moving freely in all directions. Solitons are dancers spinning perfectly in place, forming stable, elegant shapes that stay intact even as they glide across the floor, each dancing to their own resonant rhythm. In VLFT, particles are the cosmic choreography of the vacuum lattice, a symphony of harmonics, fractals, and hidden resonance. Next, we'll see how this dance explains the forces that hold the universe together. Chapter 4: VLFT and the Forces of Nature. So far, we've seen how VLFT imagines particles as stable resonant knots of vibration in a cosmic lattice. But what about the forces that connect them? The universe has four known fundamental forces. Electromagnetism makes magnets stick and lights shine. Strong force holds atomic nuclei together. Weak force, responsible for radioactive decay. Gravity keeps planets in orbit and our feet on Earth. Each of these forces seems wildly different, yet VLFT suggests they're all expressions of how the vacuum lattice deforms and vibrates. In VLFT, light and electromagnetic waves are simply ripples traveling through the lattice. Imagine flicking a rope and watching a wave travel along it. The rope stays in place, but the wave moves. That's how light moves through the vacuum lattice, a traveling pattern of strain and twist. Electric fields, tiny stretches or compressions of the lattice. Magnetic fields, twisting motions between neighboring lattice nodes. This resonates beautifully with Tesla's vision of space as a medium full of invisible waves and energies. Walter Russell also spoke of light as wave rhythms winding and unwinding through a cosmic medium. The strong force is the mightiest force in nature. It glues quarks together to form protons and neutrons, and glues those protons and neutrons together into atomic nuclei. VLFT sees the strong force as intense torsional strain in the lattice. When quarks are close together, the lattice deforms in special ways, locking them tightly. Try to pull them apart, and the lattice snaps back even harder, like a super stretchy rubber band. This explains why quarks are never seen alone. They're trapped in a constant dance of strain and tension within the lattice. The weak force is, well, weaker. But it's crucial for processes like radioactive decay and for creating the reactions that power the sun. VLFT suggests that the weak force works by gently twisting and reshaping the vacuum's internal wave patterns. When particles transform, like a neutron becoming a proton, the underlying lattice doesn't break. It simply rearranges its stable waveforms, almost like changing steps in a complex, synchronized dance. This could explain why the weak force works at very short distances, changes particle identities, and plays a key role in nuclear processes. And then there's gravity, the mysterious force that curves space and time. VLFT offers a physical picture. Gravity is simply large-scale bending or strain in the vacuum lattice. Massive objects cause the lattice to expand and contract in certain directions and bend pathways so objects move as if attracted to one another. Instead of empty space bending abstractly, VLFT says the lattice itself deforms. Like a stretched trampoline, objects roll toward the dense, created by heavy masses. This echoes Victor Schauberger's ideas of nature working through spirals, flows, and dynamic tensions, and Tesla's notion of the ether as a medium whose structure determines physical forces. Harmony of the forces. So what ties all these forces together? They're all vibrations, strains, and shapes in the same cosmic lattice. Different forces are simply different ways the lattice can dance. Particles and forces are woven from the same cosmic fabric. VLFT suggests that if we truly understand the lattice's geometry, harmonics, and resonance, we might finally unite all forces under one elegant theory. Explain why particles have the masses they do, and discover new ways to harness energy from the vacuum. It's as if the universe is a giant musical instrument, and every force and particle is a note, chord, or rhythm in a cosmic symphony. In VLFT, the forces of nature are the dances and songs of the vacuum lattice. Next, we'll explore one of the most intriguing mysteries. Why do particles have the masses they do? And how Heim's ideas might finally crack that cosmic code. Chapter 5. Heim's Mass Secrets. Here's one of the biggest puzzles in physics. Why do particles have the masses they do? Why does the electron weigh so little? Why are the W and Z bosons so heavy? And why do particles seem to fit into neat patterns? Physicists can measure particle masses very precisely, but nobody fully knows why those masses exist in the first place. The Standard Model can plug numbers into equations, but it doesn't reveal the deeper reason behind them. Enter Burkhard Heim. Burkhard Heim was a brilliant yet unconventional German physicist. He dreamed of a theory that could predict the masses of particles from first principles, uniting quantum physics and gravity and explaining the structure of space itself. Heim believed the universe's geometry, its very shape and dimensions, determines the masses of particles. He developed equations that linked particle masses to discrete geometric values, like musical notes on a cosmic scale. Heim's ideas were bold and complex, but they offered something no other theory did: numerical predictions matching real particle masses. Heim meets VLFT. VLFT connects perfectly with Heim's vision. Remember how particles in VLFT are solitons, localized resonant knots of vibration in the lattice? Each soliton stores a specific amount of energy. That energy translates directly into mass through Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared. Heim's theory suggests there are only certain allowed masses, like allowed resonant notes in the lattice. In VLFT, this means the lattice only supports certain soliton shapes and energies. Particles exist because they fit the lattice's geometry and resonance. Heim's predicted mass levels correspond to soliton quanta in the lattice. It's like a musical instrument. Only certain notes can resonate inside a guitar body, and only certain solitons can resonate in the vacuum lattice. This connection makes Heim's mass predictions not just math, but physical, geometric reality. Cosmic resonance. Heim and VLFT, together, suggest the universe runs on harmonics and resonance. Particles exist because they're the vacuum lattice's natural vibration modes, and particle masses are the frequencies of these standing waves. Everything in the cosmos might be a vast symphony of geometric vibrations. Tesla often hinted at such resonance-driven secrets of the universe. Walter Russell spoke of matter as waves winding into still magnetic centers, each center defined by precise energy and geometry. Heim and VLFT bring those visions into a mathematical and physical framework. The mystery continues. Even with Heim's equations and VLFT's lattice, mysteries remain. Why those specific resonance levels? How precisely does the lattice lock particles into stable masses? Could undiscovered particles exist at higher resonant levels? But if VLFT and Heim are correct, we're closer than ever to answering one of the deepest questions in physics. Why does matter weigh what it does? Next, we'll journey into the cosmic scale, exploring how gravity and space-time itself might be woven into the lattice. Chapter 6. Gravity, Bending the Cosmic Lattice. For centuries, gravity was a mystery. Newton said it was a force pulling objects together. Einstein said it was the curvature of space-time. Matter tells space how to bend, and space tells matter how to move. Einstein's idea was revolutionary. Instead of thinking of gravity as an invisible force, he showed that massive objects warp the fabric of space itself. That's why Earth orbits the Sun. It's rolling along the curved pathways created by the Sun's mass. But here's the question VLFT asks. If space bends, what's actually bending? The lattice under gravity? VLFT proposes that space isn't empty. Instead, it's made of a lattice of vibrating nodes, tiny points that can stretch, twist, and compress. In this picture, gravity is the strain and bending of the vacuum lattice. Massive objects pull the lattice into curved shapes. The lattice's geometry changes around them. Smaller objects fall toward these curves, like marbles, rolling into a dented trampoline. Instead of space-time as a mathematical grid, VLFT says there's a physical medium actually warping under the weight of mass and energy. The elastic universe. Think of the vacuum lattice like a 3D spider web. If you place a heavy ball on the web, the threads stretch and pull downward. Anything nearby rolls toward the ball. Not because it's attracted, but because the web slopes inward. Gravity becomes the elasticity of the cosmic lattice. Stronger gravity equals deeper dents in the lattice. Weaker gravity equals gentler slopes. And gravitational waves equals ripples, traveling through the lattice when massive objects like black holes collide. This idea echoes Victor Schauberger's belief that nature's flows and spirals shape physical forces, and Tesla's conviction that space itself has substance. Quantizing gravity. One reason gravity has been so hard to unite with quantum physics is that space-time is usually treated as smooth and continuous. But if VLFT is right, space is made of discrete lattice nodes. Each node can only bend or twist in small steps. Gravity might emerge from countless tiny adjustments across the lattice. This could open the door to quantum gravity, predicting how space bends at the tiniest scales, explaining black holes as regions where the lattice collapses into extreme strain, and possibly revealing new physics hidden inside gravity's gentle pull. A lattice perspective on Einstein. Einstein's equations still work perfectly in the VLFT universe, but instead of bending abstract space-time, they describe real physical strain in the lattice's structure. VLFT doesn't replace Einstein. It grounds his theory in a tangible medium. Imagine, the Sun warps the lattice around it. Planets follow curved paths through that strained lattice. Gravity's hidden music. And here's the exciting part. If the lattice has its own resonant frequencies and harmonics, then even gravity might have hidden vibrations. Gravitational waves could be specific lattice strain modes, and new harmonic patterns might reveal exotic gravitational effects. Walter Russell spoke of cosmic spirals and rhythmic waves defining all matter and forces. VLFT suggests gravity might be part of that universal dance. In VLFT, gravity isn't just a force, it's the cosmic lattice bending and humming under the weight of the stars. Next, we'll explore how this lattice might not just be structured, but fractal and harmonic, echoing patterns from atoms to galaxies. Chapter 7: Fractals, Harmonics, and the Music of the Vacuum. Look closer at nature, and you'll start seeing patterns that repeat over and over again. Branches on a tree look like smaller trees. Rivers split into streams like veins in a leaf, and galaxies swirl in spirals just like seashells. These repeating shapes are called fractals. They're patterns that look similar, whether you zoom in tiny or pull back to cosmic scales. VLFT suggests the vacuum lattice might be fractal too. The universe as a harmonic instrument. If the vacuum is a lattice of tiny vibrating nodes, then it's a cosmic instrument capable of playing countless notes and harmonies. Each particle is a specific resonant frequency. Each force is a particular way the lattice vibrates, and the masses of particles might align with harmonic ratios, like musical notes fitting into chords. This idea isn't just poetic, it's scientific. Sound waves in music create harmonic overtones. Light waves mix into beautiful patterns of color, and electromagnetic waves interact in harmonic layers. Walter Russell believed the universe was fundamentally rhythmic, waves winding in and out to create matter. Tesla spoke of frequency and vibration as the secrets to understanding the universe. VLFT agrees. Everything might be the music of the vacuum lattice. The golden ratio and cosmic harmony. One number shows up everywhere in fractals and harmonics. The golden ratio, about 1.618. Found in the spiral of seashells, appears in the pattern of leaves on a stem, and shapes hurricanes and galaxies. VLFT hints that this ratio might appear in the spacings between lattice nodes, and harmonic frequencies of lattice vibrations and the ratios between particle masses. It's as if nature's sheet music is written in the language of fractals and golden proportions. Cymatics, visualizing invisible waves. Want to see vibrations in action? Sprinkle sand on a metal plate and play a tone underneath. The sand jumps into beautiful geometric patterns. That's cymatics. Different frequencies create different shapes. Higher harmonics produce more intricate patterns. VLFT imagines the vacuum lattice forming three-dimensional cymatic patterns. Each particle could be a stable shape formed by these invisible waves. It's like the universe is painting with sound. Nested harmonics and fractals. Fractals and harmonics might even explain why particle masses fall into neat patterns, why some energy levels are stable and others aren't, and how forces connect across different scales, from atoms to galaxies. VLFT suggests particles are not isolated objects, but nodes in a vast fractal network of resonance. Reality might be a cosmic song, layered in harmonics, written in fractals, vibrating through the lattice of space. Next, we'll explore how this cosmic music might play a role in the power of fusion, and even in extracting energy from the vacuum itself. Chapter 8: Fusion, Energy, and the Promise of VLFT. Imagine being able to harness the power of the stars right here on Earth. That's the dream of nuclear fusion, the process that makes the sun shine. Fusion takes tiny particles, smashes them together, and releases enormous amounts of energy. It's clean, powerful, and could solve our energy problems for centuries. But there's a problem. Fusion is hard, really hard. The challenge of fusion. Conventional fusion faces big obstacles. Nuclei are positively charged and repel each other. You need extreme heat and pressure to push them close enough to fuse. Most experiments cost millions and still produce less energy than they consume. Physicists keep chasing breakthroughs, but fusion remains just out of reach. A new view from VLFT. VLFT offers a fresh way to look at fusion. Instead of just smashing particles together, it asks, what happens to the vacuum lattice when particles fuse? In VLFT, particles are solitons, localized resonant knots of vibration in the lattice. Fusion might be more than particles merging. It could be a reorganization of the lattice itself. When solitons merge, the lattice strain patterns change, possibly releasing hidden energy. Think of it like merging two soap bubbles. The surfaces reshape, and surface tension energy gets released. Fusion might work the same way, but in the cosmic lattice. Fusion's hidden pathways. Some researchers have reported excess heat in certain fusion experiments. More energy out than expected. Mainstream science remains skeptical, but VLFT suggests fusion could tap into lattice resonance modes that conventional physics doesn't account for. Some fusion events might release energy via vacuum strain waves rather than just particles and radiation. Energy could leave the fusion zone as subtle lattice vibrations, undetectable by ordinary instruments. Visionaries like Tom Bearden have speculated about extracting energy from the vacuum. VLFT doesn't claim free energy, but it offers a physical mechanism where such effects might emerge. Energy extraction and vacuum engineering. Beyond fusion, VLFT hints at bold possibilities. Vacuum resonance devices, tuned to harmonic frequencies, might release small amounts of lattice energy. New materials, like specially shaped electrodes, could interact with lattice strains in unexpected ways. And future technologies might harness vacuum engineering for propulsion, sensing, or energy systems. Tesla famously said, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." VLFT takes that idea seriously. It suggests that the vacuum itself might be an untapped reservoir of structured energy waiting to be understood. The road ahead. This doesn't mean magic energy machines will appear overnight, but VLFT opens new experimental pathways to look for unexplained resonance effects and measure subtle heat signatures in fusion experiments and investigate harmonic frequencies where the lattice might respond. In VLFT, fusion and energy are no longer just particle collisions. They're the dance of the cosmic lattice unlocking its hidden power. Next, we'll journey into the most mysterious possibility of all. Could consciousness itself be tied to this cosmic lattice? Chapter 9. A speculative look at consciousness and the lattice. All right, time to tiptoe into the deepest mystery of all. What is consciousness? We know particles exist. We know forces shape the cosmos. But what about thoughts, awareness, the feeling of I am? Mainstream science can trace brain activity, electrical signals, and chemical pathways. Yet nobody fully understands how consciousness emerges. VLFT doesn't claim to solve this ancient riddle, but it offers some intriguing possibilities. Is consciousness a lattice phenomenon? VLFT says the vacuum isn't empty. It's a dynamic lattice humming with vibrations. If the lattice underlies all physical reality, could consciousness somehow emerge from the way the lattice organizes and resonates? Some researchers have speculated consciousness might involve coherent wave patterns in the vacuum lattice. The brain could act like a resonant structure, tuning into subtle lattice vibrations. Thoughts and perception might be patterns of lattice deformation, encoding information beyond mere biochemical signals. Echoes from visionaries. This isn't just New Age speculation. Throughout history, visionary thinkers have hinted at such connections. Tesla believed that the secrets of the universe lay in vibration and frequency, and sometimes spoke of tapping into a universal field. Walter Russell described cosmic energy fields and saw consciousness as part of a universal wave dance. Bohm's implicate order suggested hidden layers of reality where mind and matter intertwine. VLFT resonates with these visions. If the lattice truly exists, it's not crazy to wonder, could the geometry of the vacuum hold the key to both physics and mind? Biological coherence and fractals. Biological systems show astonishing coherence. DNA vibrates at specific frequencies. Cells communicate with faint light emissions called biophotons, and brainwaves sink into rhythms during focus, meditation, and sleep. VLFT suggests these phenomena might couple with the vacuum lattice. Fractal structures in biology might naturally align with fractal harmonics in the lattice, and resonant frequencies in the brain could tap into hidden channels of information. In this view, consciousness might be the dance of the cosmic lattice, looking back at itself. A frontier of wonder. Let's be clear. There's no experimental proof yet. This is highly speculative. It's an open field for future research, but VLFT opens the door to a breathtaking possibility that mind and matter might both emerge from the same cosmic fabric, and that the vacuum lattice could be the bridge connecting physics, biology, and consciousness. Walter Russell said, "All knowledge exists as light." VLFT suggests that perhaps all consciousness, too, exists as vibrating patterns of geometry and resonance. Proceeding with curiosity. Even if we can't prove it today, it's worth asking. Could understanding the lattice help us understand ourselves? Might the universe be more alive, connected, and aware than we've ever imagined? In VLFT, consciousness might be the lattice's most mysterious and beautiful vibration of all. Next, we'll wrap up our journey and look ahead to where this cosmic adventure could lead. Chapter 10: The Road Ahead. So here we are. We've explored a vision where the universe isn't empty, but a living lattice humming with vibrations. In this picture, particles are solitons, localized resonant knots of vibration. Forces are patterns of strain and twist. Gravity is the bending of the cosmic lattice. Masses emerge from resonant frequencies, and even consciousness might be an echo of lattice harmonies. VLFT dares to tie it all together into one magnificent tapestry. Why it matters. VLFT isn't just an abstract theory. It's a bold attempt to answer why particles weigh what they do, why forces exist, and how energy might be harnessed in new ways, and whether reality is deeply connected at every scale. It speaks to the deepest human desire to know how the universe works and our place within it. The beauty of VLFT is that it's testable. Physicists and engineers could explore resonance experiments to look for unexpected lattice signals, fusion tests to search for hidden heat or strange emissions, precision measurements seeking lattice strain effects and cymatic patterns hinting at geometric wave structures in the vacuum. Even the visionary ideas of people like Tesla, Schauberger, Dollard, Bearden, and Russell might find new experimental footing under the VLFT framework. An invitation. This paper isn't the end, it's a beginning. We're standing on the threshold of new physics. Whether VLFT is ultimately right or wrong, it inspires fresh thinking. It invites us to see the universe not as empty, but full of hidden structure. Imagine reality as a symphony of waves, harmonics, and fractals, and explore how consciousness, life, and matter might be woven together. VLFT reminds us that there's still magic in the world, the magic of curiosity, wonder, and the relentless search for truth. To the stars and within. So here's to the cosmic lattice, to the music hidden in the vacuum, to the dream that one day we'll truly understand the dance of everything. Because maybe, just maybe, reality itself is the ultimate symphony, and we're all part of the song. Thank you for listening to Vacuum Lattice Field Theory. To explore experiments, theory, and future updates, visit vlft.info.